first girl to disappear, 14-year-old Danish tourist named Vera Brandt. The body was never found.
Just like the other girls. Like Greta. After finding this, what's the use of hiding from the fives? There's a killer. Vicious killer. Girl killer.
Hello, listeners of Now Playing Podcast. This is Jacob, and I'm here to tell you about our fall donation series. Yes, it's fall. The pumpkin spice is in the air. It's also in our coffee and our Pop-Tarts and our Oreos and even our pumpkin pie. But fall. Fall means October, and that means Halloween, and that means we need to discuss some scary and spooky movies. And we're kicking that off right away with our silver level donation series that I'm here to talk to you about. We're calling this the Three Mother series, and they're all about the films of Italian master of horror, Dario Argento, kicking it off with the Three Mothers trilogy. That includes Suspiria, Inferno, and The Mother of Tears. And then we're going to throw in another film of his, Phenomena, or Creepers. And that's all going to lead up to the remake of Suspiria coming out later in November. I'll tell you more about the donation series, but first, here's a preview of Phenomenon, aka Creepers.
Today, we're reviewing Phenomena, or are we reviewing Creepers? Starring Jennifer Connelly, Daria Nicolodi, with Dahlia De Lozario, and Donald Pleasance as John McGregor. Directed by Dario Argento. This is the Now Playing co-host who prefers Richard Wagner to Richard Gere, Arnie.
This is Stuart, and I'm not crazy, schizophrenic, epileptic, or stoned. I'm just trying to make sense of this film.
And this is The Lord of the Flies? I don't know what this movie is. Firestarter with bugs?
Yes.
This is Jacob.
Thank you, Silver Level donors, because, well, I think you wanted The Three Mothers and Suspiria, but we just decided five podcasts are better than four.
They might have just wanted some M. Night. I mean, let's be honest here.
This was just the thing in their way to getting what we're doing in November. Perhaps.
This is M. Night worthy, though.
It is.
I can't wait to get into it.
I do feel like it's a warm-up for some of the crazy-ass shit we're going to be talking about in just a few weeks.
Yeah, back in the day, this would have been one of those Easter egg podcasts, man. Wow. Woo, this film.
This could have been the concluding chapter of Three Mothers. Had things gone well on Inferno, I think we see trace elements of the story that Dario was plotting. It is known that he had cast Jennifer Connelly to be the third mother. One of the witches in the poem, one of the fates, as it were, that he was going to make a witch out of was the young one. And so he was going to go with a otherworldly woman child, you know, a 14-year-old that looks fully developed. And Jennifer Connelly definitely plays with that both here and in Labyrinth.
Here's the funny thing about this movie is...
Oh, that's the whole podcast is the funny thing about this movie.
Stuart had mentioned Phenomena and mentioned that it was good to do for a couple of reasons. You said that it could have been the concluding chapter of the Three Mothers trilogy. You mentioned it's Dario Argento's favorite of his own giallos.
Yes, he says it's a very personal film, which begs lots of questions about what he's done in his life.
Did he have a chimp?
I think I know what he meant, but boy,
But for me, I picked up the Synapse Blu-ray. It had the nice art on the cover, three cuts of this movie, and you told me it was called Creepers in the U.S., and it had Jennifer Connelly. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, don't know it. But then I finally look up Creepers, and I see the poster, and that video box
haunted me. Like, I loved the art on that video box and came so close to renting it so many times in my high school years. Again, all those years we talk about just trolling our local video stores when they had sections devoted to genre and being in the horror section, seeing this Creepers and Jennifer Connelly silhouette and all the bugs. And it was right next to The Curse. I think that's why I didn't watch it, is because I watched that Will Wheaton piece of shit. And I'm like, I don't want to watch another young person with bug stuff. But this box had long vexed me. So I'm actually getting to see a movie that I'd been thinking about seeing for 25 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw this movie back in the heyday of renting VHS, and it was because of the box art. I didn't know who Dario Argento was. That meant nothing to me. I think I had seen Labyrinth. I think I knew Jennifer Connelly, and I certainly knew with Donald Pleasence here, I gave it some horror cred. And certainly, yeah, watching insects eating away Jennifer Connelly's face on the cover of it. They called it Creepers, and it made it seem like the bugs were going to eat you. And so I just thought that was a really cool idea and rented it. And I told you guys, like, there are three cuts of this movie, as Arnie mentioned. Whatever you do, don't see the Creepers cut, because it don't make no sense.
Stuart, no cut of this film's ever going to make sense. I watched 2 hours of this film. It doesn't make sense. You know how many question marks I've written down in my notes?
You said don't watch the 88-minute cut. It doesn't make sense. Challenge accepted, sir. My immediate response was, I need to see if that holds true. Can I make sense of the 88-minute cut and then the longer cuts? How does it compare? I've never seen any of these. So I sat down to watch the 88-minute Creepers. I kid you not, at exactly halfway, 44 minutes, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I can't even follow it. It is nonsense. I turn it off.
Again, I think that applies to any cut of this film.
No, seriously, compared to that 88-minute cut, this over 2 hour cut is completely coherent. It's amazing the scenes they cut, the lines they cut. I was so confused as to so much in that 88-minute cut. I recommend it if you've just tripped balls and smoked a bong.
Yeah. Well, let me offer some clarity right up the top. Why does this exist? Well, as we've already talked about, Inferno didn't go so well. Fox didn't enjoy what he was putting together, and they didn't even put that movie out here in America. And I think he had real dreams that he was going to be able to come to America and be this cinematic master of horror and not just be the Italian novelty. He went back, he made Tenebrae, which is not related to Mother Tenebrae, just a straight up giallo, and he took the pieces of what was left of Three Mothers and started forming the story of Phenomena. But lots of things were going wrong in his life. His father became ill. He had produced all his movies before. Dario was going to have to create his own company to produce his own stuff now. That was a hardship. He had a creative falling out with his brother. His lover, who is in all of his films, their relationship started collapsing. She's in this movie. The monkey will cut up her face in one of the last scenes. He wanted to make sure that she got punished. But long story short, Dario was in a very dark place and having a lot of creative problems. And the only offer he had to come back to America was to make Firestarter, which you can kind of see in this movie.
Okay, so that is true, because I'm like, wow, Firestarter with bugs. That's what this movie is.
His answer was, I don't tell other people's story. And people around him have also said he was incredibly jealous of Stephen King. Stephen King had the reputation that he wanted to have with audiences. He had been trying to cultivate for a long time. And keep in mind, Dawn of the Dead, he kind of rode the coattails of that. In Europe, he is known as that. But in America, it hasn't quite broke through, despite the cult appeal of Suspiria. That has been 7 years since, and he is eager to have an American breakthrough. And that is, I think, what he is conceiving here by casting Donald Pleasence and Jennifer Connelly and trying to throw a lot of things at the wall.
And it had the exact opposite reaction, as according to Wikipedia, this is the last Argento film to have any meaningful release in the United States. So this was actually his swan song, not his rise.
Not hard to see why. When I rented this back in the day, I was too impressionable to know how bad it was. I was just like, I don't understand what's happening here. This is not what I wanted to watch. And again, I warned you guys, I know this cut doesn't make sense, but now that I have seen all three cuts, I can't agree with Jacob. The movie exists in its own weird internal logic. It will not be a podcast where we can explain to you why things are happening. I think more often than not, hopefully we'll just be laughing.
And yet, I'll just put it out there right now. Is it any more nonsensical or more incompetent than some of the Stephen King films that came out around this time?
Artie, this is a movie where Jennifer Connelly teams up with a fly to go solve a murder case. Not even exaggerating, that is the movie.
It's part of the movie. It's only one of like five movies.
Yeah, and then there's a chimp with a razor blade and, oh.
Yeah, the mutant child.
Iron Maiden and Motorhead show up.
It's an incredible mishmash of things you've seen before with stuff you'd never dream of. So, Arnie, why don't you do your best, and then we can really talk about Phenomena.
Drop some acid and read that summary. If you want to hear the rest of that review, you can head over to nowplayingpodcast.com, click on the donation banner at the top of the page. You're going to get all the details, how to donate through PayPal or Podbean or become a Podbean patron. A lot of different ways you could donate to help the show. Now, for Silver Level, that's going to get you this Three Mothers series, which again is Suspiria 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, and Suspiria 2018, the remake. You could get those five shows for $10 or more. But if you need more spooks and scares and haunts this fall season, you could go to the gold level, $30 or more. You're going to get the M. Night Shyamalan thriller series. All of his major motion pictures, starting with The Sixth Sense, up to the new film Glass coming out in January. But if you want 19 bonus podcasts, 16's not good enough, you gotta go platinum, $40 or more. We're gonna throw in Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back in Halloween. That show's gonna be on the regular feed. We're gonna do the Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen series of 1980. That includes The Fog, Prom Night, both the 1980 versions, not the sequels. They'll be discussed, I'm sure. And Terror Train. So, for $40 or more, you get 19 bonus podcasts. But maybe you want even more. Well, we got more because we have a couple of older donation series that are getting new releases. You could go Frosty. Yes, we're past Halloween. We're getting into December. You could go Frosty level. This is our Simon Pegg, Nick Frost series. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block. Those shows have already been done. You're going to get them right away. As soon as you make that donation and your donation gets processed, you'll get those shows. And then early next year, there's a new film with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Slaughterhouse Rules. You're going to get that show. That's 25 shows. That's half a year almost of shows for $50 or more. But if that's still not enough, say you want, I don't know, let's pick a random number, 33 bonus podcasts. Find that four-leaf clover. It's our lucky clover level. Yes, Leprechaun, somehow. It's a Christmas miracle, I guess. Somehow Leprechaun's getting a new movie, and we'll be there to review it. We reviewed all the previous installments. So again, once your donation is processed, you'll get a link. You'll get those shows. And then when the new one comes out again next year, early next year, you'll get our review of Leprechaun Returns. That may be the scariest thing, the scariest film of all these ones, having to go back to do another Leprechaun film. But those are the details for this year's fall 2018 donation series. Again, up to 33 podcasts that you could get. That's over 6 months of additional shows. If the Totally Free Tuesday shows that come out every week aren't enough for you, you can donate and get more. And what do we do with that donation? We use it to put back into the show. We use it for technical things, computers, microphones, servers. We use it because we got to go to all these movies and see them and have Netflix accounts and all that just to be able to see all this stuff for you guys and talk about them. That's what your donation is doing. It's helping keeping the show going. So again, go to nowplayingpodcast.com. You can get all the details there by clicking on the donation banner at the top. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with another free show.
Why don't you call your insects? Go on! Crawl! Crawl!
Your support helped keep Now Playing on the air.
I know your mother was bad, but I want to help.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It could be leading up to a new personality trying to emerge. Sometimes it's a first step on the path to schizophrenia.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
We do not give out that kind of information. It's absolutely confidential.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
What is the poet trying to say with these words?
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
We're not going through that whole number again, are we?
Yes, we are, just like we did the first time you came here all those years ago.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
I am sleepwalking. I must wake up. I am sleepwalking. I must wake up.
I'm sleepwalking. I must wake up.